Well, just ahead of lunch on Friday, the Aussie market is off to a solid start. We've got the ASX 200 snapping a two-day losing streak, up by about 0.4%. And this follows on from a positive lead from Wall Street, which rose by about 1% last night. There are three things which seem to be helping markets at the moment, or all updates in relation to geopolitical tensions or worries, and mostly coming through from President Trump in the US. The first is an update on Syria, the second on China, the third on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. As far as Syria goes, essentially, President Trump has cast doubts over imminent US military action in Syria over a few tweets. As far as China goes, President Trump said that the US and China may end up not imposing new tariffs on each other after all, saying that he thinks that China is going to treat them very fairly. So obviously, this confusion continues. And as far as the Trans-Pacific Partnership goes, the US apparently is considering rejoining the TPP after exiting last year. This is an organization that includes 11 countries, which has Australia, Japan and Canada making up those 11. Now, as far as the different sectors go, well, about three quarters of all stocks on the market are lifting. Mining stocks and some of the oil and gas producers are standouts. They have been really for most of the week as commodity prices have jumped. And today's no exception. Oil is up again, hitting a fresh three-year high, up 0.5% to $67 per barrel, partly being helped by a report that OPEC's oil production in March has hit the lowest levels in about a year. As far as iron ore goes, it's been a volatile week, but mostly firmer, up about 1% last night. So BHP, Rio and Fortescue are up. And as far as base metals go, mixed overnight, but really aluminium has been the standout, up 5% in overnight trade, up 18% this week, partly on those US sanctions on Russia, one of the world's biggest aluminium exporters. As far as company news goes, certainly a highlight is the Seven Network, which is up about 7.5%. This after winning broadcasting rights for the cricket from Nine Entertainment, which has had those rights for about 40 years. So as far as media reports go, which seem unconfirmed at the moment, that deal could be worth about $1 billion over 6 years. Nine Entertainment is losing a bit of ground. Godfrey's is flat, and the Aussie dollar sits at 77.6 US.